No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Guy from Flight Training Professionals. This is Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Keith, how are you, buddy?
I am doing absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Now, Keith is with me via the web today. However, Captain Ed is on vacation. He couldn't handle, you know, 3 weeks in a row at Sun and Fun, or I should say 3 shows in a row, because we had like a jam-packed, condensed aviation palooza kind of event there at the Sunset Grill. And it was a blast. He needed a break. He couldn't handle that, camping out with Keith and I and my buddy the Scuba Cowboy. He needed to go on a vacation, right, Keith?
He does, he works hard other times as well. But after all that, because he did an awful lot of walking, he needed a break.
That's right. He was constantly checking his iPhone, his pedometer or whatever the thing it tracks his footsteps, and he looked over and goes, "Hey, Greg, we've already walked 10 miles today. Can we leave now?" Yeah. The layout of Sun and Fun is phenomenal. And I stayed there myself personally for 5, almost 6 days and really camped out and just immersed myself in the whole aviation community. And I got to tell you, I had a blast. But this place is so big. I mean, I thought it was bad enough after doing a couple days at Disney World. You hear what I'm saying? Being that we're based out of Orlando, Florida, you go down to the theme park, and after a day of walking around the theme park, yeah, your feet are hurting, your back's aching, and that kind of thing. But Sun and Fun is like Disney World times 10, it seems like. The place is just spread out all over the place. And so, unless you have a golf cart, which, of course, we did not. For the majority of our travels, you had to just walk and walk and walk and walk. And, thank goodness I am in the top physical shape that I'm in. Right, Keith?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, as you're walking around Sun and Fun, you don't necessarily notice the fact that you're walking so much because there's so much to see and do and people to talk to that, you just keep on moving and going. And before you know it, you've covered quite a distance.
That's right. I didn't even want to, set up my app to count my footsteps, because if Ed was doing 10 miles, I can guarantee you I was doubling that, because I was standing there at the campground walking back and forth and my feet were talking to me, at the end of the day there. But it was fun. And I got over.
My legs are twice as long as Ed's, though. I was only doing 5 miles.
Well, that's true. Well, that could be. You got to give him a little credit in that regard, I guess. Sure. But it was well worth the physical effort, for sure. But it is spread out like crazy. And so, yeah, get your walking shoes. Actually, our buddy Clay from Explore Ventures emailed me after he heard me, complaining about my feet hurting on last week's show, Keith. He said he was in Singapore at some kind of diving event, some diving trade show. And they had created a new product that was kind of like a Segway without the handlebars. So you just steer your Segway with your ankles and your knees. He said, "This is what you needed at Sun and Fun, Greg. This would have solved all your problems. You could have cruised around the entire property and looked pretty damn cool at the same time." So I don't know. I'll have to see if I can get my hands on it. It's only about $3,000, a little over 3 G's.
That would be for our TV show that we do next. But in the meantime, we will post it on America's Funniest Home Videos.
What, why do you say that? You think I would wreck this thing? No, come on.
I guarantee you will.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, you're a big motorcycle guy. Maybe you could give me some training or just have to put on a helmet. That's fine. I don't know. But it is. He said it's only about 30 pounds. And so he said, actually, pilots might find this very attractive, but it's some kind of new Segway type device. So we'll get more details on that hopefully before the next big aviation event that Just Plane Radio attends, which could be
Oshkosh.
Yeah, could be Air Venture. We're working on that for August, I guess. What, first week of August thereabouts. So we're working on that, trying to get out that. And supposedly Sun and Fun's like a third of the size of Oshkosh. So I don't know how we're supposed to cover that. Definitely going to need a new pair of tennis shoes at the bare minimum. But you know what? If you've never went out and done this thing, whether it's at Sun and Fun or Air Venture, I got to say, it really is something you got to do, because being able to be out there and hang out with all the aviators in the evening after the show shuts down 5 o'clock and people go grab, you know, some barbecue or corn on the cob or whatever, or hang out with their friends at, you know, at the tents or motorhomes or whatever. You know, it's just a great community. And they'd have live entertainment. They had music playing. You know, I had my buddy, the Scuba Cowboy, there. He was pulling out his guitar and playing and entertaining some folks around some campfires and things like that. But they had some nice entertainment in the evening for all the people that were staying in the campground and staying on property for the show. And I, you know, when you're there and you're, you know, you have the flexibility to kind of go around at your own, and you have to don't have to rush out to your car to get back to the hotel at the last minute and that kind of thing at the end of the day. It really is very a way more relaxing way to soak in the entire event. You know, we did one day last year, or one night last year. Was that the first time you'd ever overnighted at Sun and Fun, Keith?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was.
And we had a good time last year, and that's why I, you know, doubled down, or I don't know, quadrupled down, because I did like five nights this year. You couldn't do it because of your work schedule. But me, you know, hey, I call this work. So I was able to get away with it. But you would do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, I would do it. If I could get away for that long, I would do it in a heartbeat. Because, you know, like you said, you know, you get done with the show for the day and you just walk a very short distance. And you're at your campsite, and it's just such a relaxing time. No fighting any traffic or anything like that. You just go sit, relax around the campfire, eat your dinner, and just enjoy all the folks that come down there just about every single year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to hang out with the people, you know, like I said, while there'll be some live bands playing, or they're having dinner, they're having some corn roast. There was a, I don't know, they called it a tater bake or something. I don't know what that was exactly, but they basically had a bunch of baked potatoes and said, come on over, we're going to throw them in the fire pit and cook them for you, and we got all the fixings, and have a tater. I don't know how that started or why it started, but hey, you know, it gave you a reason to kind of get together with some of the other pilots and, you know, compare notes and stuff, and it was a good time, actually. So, you know, it was just a lot of neat little things like that gave you the opportunity to talk to some of the other pilots and just have fun. Just, you know, like I said, immerse yourself in the community. It was a lot of fun. Definitely going to do it again. And I don't know, I might want to go a little bit more on the luxurious side. We just had this little pop tent, but I did well. As you know, our buddy Jim backed me up. He said from last year to this year that my camping skills have skyrocketed.
Well, because you had Scuba Cowboy set up the tent for you.
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna go down that road again, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I figured.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I had a good time, and okay, so what? I had a helper. Whatever. What are you gonna do? Whatever you gotta do to get through the you know, the difficult parts. That's what you do to make it work, and that's what I did. So I you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's considered genius. So you know that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, do Sun and Fun. Plan on it for next year. Spring break for pilots. You know, I didn't see any wet t-shirt contests or anything like that. But it was like, you know, it was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of a great time to go out there and check out all the air shows and that kind of thing. And man, they are loud. Whew. The Blue Angels, right?
Yes.
That was crazy. Yeah. Crazy loudness. You get, I mean, the earplugs might come in handy, or they did come in handy. You know, that Carnival Barker there at the Honda generator booth, you know, for 3 days I heard him hawking these, hey, we got free earplugs. Oh, there's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. And he was just going on constantly all that. I was like, gosh, that's annoying. He must be so just bent out of shape doing this, you know, 8 hours, 8, 10 hours a day. And then every third day of hearing the Blue Angel, I'm like, hey, I'll take one, please. give me a pair of those air plugs. That is a bit much. But it was cool, man. You feel it when those jets are zipping by. It's impressive display of power. Ain't no doubt about it. And then the night show, I got to stick around and watch the air show at night on Saturday night. That was a blast. If you're going to pick one day to go to the air show, I would say you have to do that show. Are you with me on that one?
Oh, absolutely. It's just phenomenal the way they light up those airplanes and do it at night. You wouldn't think that a night air show could be all that much fun, but man, it is just a blast to be out there. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, blast literally. Fireworks and airplanes. A combination you didn't think would go together until you'd see a night air show there at Sun and Fun. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deep Water Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deep Water Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deep Water Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwaterkay.com. That's deepwaterkay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. Buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so, you know, we finally finished up our broadcast from Sun and Fun. We did three full radio shows there at the Sunset Grill. Had a great time. And I got to say, out of all the stuff that we did, and we covered a lot of it on those shows, but there were a couple little things we didn't quite get to, believe it or not, because there was so much going on. And we did touch on it a little bit on last week's show about this, you know, this admiral on the USS Midway who ended up saving this guy from, I don't know, was it Korea or what, Keith? Help me out there.
It was from Korea. From he escaped Korea in a little L-39, which is basically like a 172.
Yeah.
That he took and he flew, and he just had no plan. He just put himself, his wife, and five kids in the airplane and took off and figured he'd get a plan when he got in the air.
Yeah, and lo and behold, the guys on the Midway you know, after they finally figured out what he was trying to do, they said, okay, they made the call. We're going to clear the deck and let him land. And sure enough, he made it, and the rest is history. The Flight to Freedom, I believe, is what it's called. If you Google it, you might find the story there. And there's a big display on the in Pensacola at the museum there. And they're putting one on the, oh, man, in San Diego on the aircraft carrier. I don't remember which one it is. But once again, just Google Flight to Freedom. It'll come up. Just an amazing, amazing story. And was, man, I don't know about you, Keith, but I just felt honored to be able to witness that when we happened to walk up next to their little press conference they gave. You think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we walked up, we really didn't know what we were getting into. And the next thing we know, the guy's saying, hey, sit down, you know. So we did. And then we get to hear the exchange, first the admiral of the Midway telling a little bit of the story. And then this guy from Korea gets up and tells his side of the story, how he took off, just saw some helicopters and started following them, started dropping notes. And this admiral said, you know, clear the deck, let the guy land. And he saved this wife, or this guy, his wife and his children. And he had them all there. His wife was not there. She had passed away.
Yeah.
But all of his children were there, and their children. And it was pretty amazing to see this, to hear the story and to watch this firsthand, the first time they meet after 39 years.
Yeah, it was remarkable. I mean, I think there was, what is it, 5 or 7 people were in the plane. And then there were seven, okay. And there were 14 there at the press conference. You know, obviously the extended family, you know, 39 years later. And he just said, he looked at the guy from the USS Midway, and he just said, you know, these 14 people are here because of you. And you could see the tears welling up in his eyes. I mean, what a moment. I mean, it was pretty amazing to witness that. And like you said, we just happened to stumble into it, as well as everybody else that was standing around at the time. It was that was just one of the many things that could pop up on your radar out of nowhere at Sun and Fun. And I mean, that little, you know, story right there, that little thing we witnessed, that was worth the entire week for me. I mean, that was just something that you just can't, I don't know, it's hard to describe, or I mean, it's just an amazing thing to witness that firsthand like that. So that was really, really cool. And, you know, but those little stories and anecdotes, that's what you get when you immerse yourself into an event like Sun and Fun. And I'm sure the same thing would happen at Oshkosh. Now, I know you know, come across all this, you know, these type of stories and similar things when you're doing your teaching there, flight training professionals and working with, you know, the training and folks that you do. But I know you have something that you came across this week as well that's not quite as intense, but still pretty cool, I guess, right?
Oh yeah. On the web news, there's a story of a high school student from Dearborn, Michigan, I believe. And, he had learned about flying from his grandfather, who flew in World War II. And so he got an interest in it, and he kept, you know, poking at Gramps, you know, hey, you know, why don't you fly anymore? Why don't you fly anymore? And so Grandpa went and got his medical. And now the two of them are flying together. And to me, I just think it's a fantastic story of, you know, my grandfather got me into flying, you know, so many years ago. Now, my grandfather passed away, and so I'll never have that opportunity, obviously. But, you know, this kid did. He pressured his grandfather, and grandfather just went ahead and did it. And, you know, he's a World War II pilot, and he's still now out flying again.
Well, how about that? Yeah, and you know, you see a lot of those folks there at Sun and Fun. I mean, the you know, I don't know if he was an admiral or what he was on the USS Midway, but those guys that are, you know, old helicopter pilots or you know, private pilots or military pilots, they were all over Sun and Fun. And the stories that they all had and shared, that's what you would hear around the campfire or at, well, you know, around the corn roast or the tater bake there at Sun and Fun. And that's what I was listening in on. I was hearing people tell these stories, and I was just like, wow, this is really fascinating. What you talk about history and just how cool that is. Now, and I wonder about that, too. All those folks that are doing that, you know, obviously that grandfather was a retired pilot. And all it took was someone in his family younger than him, they'll like to push him back into it. Like, why should I stop? You know, right?
Yep.
get back in it, and all you need is a reason. Now you got someone to do it with. I mean, it's kind of a social type of activity. I mean, I'm guessing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why there's all kinds of, you know, fly-in breakfasts and a fly-in like Sun and Fun or the EAA in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, because it is a very social thing. There's a very small percentage of the population that is actually pilots. And so, yeah, it's like a club.
It's a very exclusive club that someday I will belong to as well. And, you know, even though I didn't get to, fly a plane, I did fly in a plane at Sun and Fun. So that, you know, despite what Ed said, I think it does count towards my flight training when we flew in that Skyhawk, didn't we? Or Red Hawk?
Well, no.
I was a great passenger. Come on, Keith. You were at the controls, and I was.
You were a great passenger.
I didn't distract you. I didn't throw you off your game at all, and did exactly what I was supposed to. So I should get some kind of credit for that. And I think we ought to go ahead and get one of those Skyhawks, and then we'll trade out Charlie Mike for that, and then I could learn in that one. How about that? It seemed easier to operate. Would it be easier to operate than Charlie Mike, this 172 Cessna I've been learning in, or no?
No, it would be the same.
It would be the same. What do you mean? No, it'd be easier. It looked easier. Yeah. You flew it easier. It seemed to fly very smoothly with you at the controls. Are you saying that wouldn't be the same for me?
Well, I'm saying it could be the same for you with just a little bit of practice and a little bit of consistency.
Oh, yeah. Spoken like a true flight instructor, he is, yes. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio, Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. He is my flight instructor. At least that's what I'm going to say today, because Ed's not here. So I can get away with it and hopefully not get any demerits for saying so. Is that how it works, Keith?
Well, it wouldn't be a lie.
Okay.
We do fly together.
Yeah, we do fly together. Well, you've helped. Yeah. What?
Yeah. You know, when you fly.
When I fly. Yeah, it's been a while. But you guys have been so busy at the flight school, you haven't had time to accommodate me. That has been my excuse. And it's a pretty valid one, actually. This one actually might hold water for once. You guys are so busy, you're jamming and making so many millions of dollars that you don't have time to teach some schlub like me how to fly.
Well, you know, if you were paying, maybe, you know, it would be a different story. We would accommodate you a little bit quicker.
Well, which explains why I called myself a schlub. So anyway, we'll leave it at that. But this Red Hawk that we test flew at Sun and Fun with the Redbird folks, I was impressed with it. Now, I just rode in the back, and I know you were really testing this out from a flight instructor's standpoint to find out if this refurbished 172 Cessna would really do the trick when it comes to flight training. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the airplane flies very nice. It looks very nice. Basically, just for all of our listeners, you know, what they do is they take a 172 and they completely gut it. They pull all the wiring out, all the interior out, including all the plastic molding, everything, and everything gets put back new. Cables, pulleys for the flight controls, everything is new. And then they also put in a glass panel and for the instrumentation. And then they also put in a diesel engine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a typical 172, like you're flying, Greg, it burns about 9 to 10 gallons an hour.
Well, 9 to 10 gallons an hour if I have it leaned correctly. So generally I'm burning probably 14, 15. So there's some safeguards that they've built into this model. We'll talk about it next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly.
All right, so this red bird that, well, they call it the Red Hawk. The red bird is put together. It's basically a Cessna 172 that they have gutted and put back together with all the latest and greatest stuff, including the diesel engine. Right, Keith? Something?
That's correct.
And it has really cool stickers on it. So it's like it has stickers on it that says this end up. You know, it's, you know, they're having a little tongue-in-cheek kind of fun paint job on these things. I thought it was quite humorous. Kind of taking a page from like the Southwest Airlines approach to stuff, you know. So they're having a little fun with it as well. But they have all the you know all the parts on the plane labeled and things like that. So it's cool. But the main thing is for teaching, like what you do for flight training professionals. It makes things much more economical for the school because the plane will burn less fuel, right?
Yes, it only burns about 5 to 5.5 gallons an hour instead of the, you know, if Greg leans it out properly,
right.
About 9 to 10 gallons an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a considerable fuel savings there. And, you know, you're burning a little bit more than that if you're doing, you know, takeoffs and landings and things like that. So from that aspect of it, it's pretty, you save per hour, but you've got virtually a brand new airplane the way they refurbish the whole thing, which cuts down on the maintenance costs as well.
Sure. Well, I would imagine so. I mean, I got to say, I was impressed when he was telling us how, you know, you don't have to lean it out or you don't have to, like, well, when we're going around the pattern and Charlie Mike, which is a Cessna 172 that I've been training in, and one of the first things you have to do is, well, you put in fuel mix or you put in full fuel, right?
Correct.
So we max out the fuel, and he was like, you know, you do that in the pattern, and he's like, you really don't need to do that, but that's what we make them do because we don't want them to run, you know, low, too low for, you know, obviously to create issues, but you're wasting a lot of fuel because of that. So this kind of compensates for it automatically, mm-hmm. which I was like, ooh, I like that idea because, yeah, that's one less thing I have to do. So that's why I liked what he said. That it does it automatically, and just from the standpoint, that means one less thing I have to do. So task loading on me goes down. So that's why I thought this would be a much better plane for me to learn in, right?
Well, you know, it could be. But, you know, leaning the mixture is not a big deal. This does have a FADEC system on there, and FADEC stands for Full Authority Digital Engine Control,
mm-hmm.
Which it does make things a lot easier because you kind of set it and forget it.
Right.
All the power settings are basically the same as your typical 172, and your speeds and everything are the same as the 172.
Flaps.
It does have a three-bladed prop on there, which quiets it down just a little bit, and it does make it a little bit more efficient as well. So flaps, again, same speeds, and they work just the same, so... it really is a very, very nice system. And with the cost of a brand new Cessna today being over $300,000, it is going to be a pretty viable option for flight schools to be able to do this, still get high quality teaching out of a quality airplane.
Yeah. Well, and the diesel, it goes longer between overhauls, I believe, and the fuel's a little cheaper, right?
That is correct. Now, the only thing with this airplane, though, is it does have a gearbox on it, and the gearbox, as of right now, still has a fairly low, it's only 800-hour overhaul on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're working on trying to get that changed to be able to have a little bit longer time between overhauls.
Yeah. Well, and that just takes FAA, you know, 10, 15 years to get this stuff approved. But they'll get there. No, it'll happen hopefully sooner.
Yeah, it will. It will happen. It just needs to have time to prove itself. That's all.
Yeah. And but it flew fine. I mean, it flew fine from what I could tell from the back seat. And I was impressed because I did. I kind of liked the you know, all the extra automatic stuff it already did, and the fact that it does save you money. That's obviously a big bonus, I would imagine, for the flight school. So it'll be interesting to see how these progress. And if, I mean, there's only like one of them out in the field right now, or a couple of them, but within the next year or so, we'll see how many start popping up across the country at flight schools and see how they do. But it's encouraging. And I'll tell you what, if I was going to buy a plane, that I would seriously love to learn in the Skyhawk, but I definitely believe after the dust has settled from Sun and Fun and everything I've seen, I do think my ultimate plane choice has changed. You know, and I mentioned this on the show when we were there, when I came across this Kodiak, you know, comparable thing to the Grand Caravan that they offer. But when I looked at that more and more, and you were with me, that is an impressive plane. Are you with me on this or what? Come on.
It is. It is a very impressive airplane.
All we need is $2 million. It'll hold, you know, about the same as a Grand Caravan as far as cargo capacity. But it needs less room to land and take off. I mean, like a third of what the Grand Caravan does, according to them, according to the Kodiak folks.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they do that. It's probably just magic as far as I'm concerned. But it's impressive magic just the same. And if it's true, I'm sold. I want one. I just got to figure out this $2 million issue that, you know, for a new one. I'm sure I could, you know, they already said they'd cut us a deal because of our connections with Just Plain Radio and that kind of thing. You know, we know people, right?
Well, we do know people, but, you mm-hmm. know, with all the radio shows that you do and everything, that $2 million, you can just write a check for that.
Oh, I could definitely write a check for that. And don't think I haven't tried. the problem... The problem is, as soon as I write it and hand it to them, it falls off and it bounces right back up over my head and theirs. And, you know, and then there's that whole issue with the law and things that get in the way. But, you know, it is. You know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of practicality. And I want to be able to take a plane like that and take some of my friends with me and go scuba diving or just island hopping over to the Bahamas and that kind of thing. And that still to me looks like the plane I want to get. I mean, and the Grand Caravan is still a great choice as well. The only reason I, you know, this Kodiak definitely popped up on the radar was because when I started talking to them, they said, you know, it needs less room to take off and to land. I'm like, well, okay, I would like that extra wiggle room. You hear what I'm saying? That would come in handy. Yeah. And how do they do that? What is that? Would that just be the airframe design that allows it to do that, or the weight of the airplane, or do you have any idea?
Well, it's a combination of the both. You know, it's got the way the wing is designed, the way the engine and the prop is designed, everything is taken into consideration when you're doing something like that. And that's what's going to give it the, I mean, we can get into a huge aerodynamic lesson here, which gives it the short field takeoff and landing capability, which, you know, that's airplane certainly has it. And the design of that airplane is for that. A lot of missionaries use that, and a lot of, people that are getting in and out of small fields, like up in Alaska, places like that, because it's just a rugged airplane and can do the job.
Yeah. Well, the guys at Kodiak said they have some kind of charity type of model for their business where, like, every five planes, they would donate one to charity or something. They said the owner of the company was trying to work some kind of model like that. And I'm like, hey, I'm about as charitable as they get. You really want to make a nice little contribution to humankind, give me one of your airplanes, because it'll make me safer, which will make everyone else below me safer. You know, they didn't buy into this deal, so I got to work on my sales pitch to them. However, you know, it could still happen. You think, Keith?
Well, you know, I'm not sure it'll happen with you, but I'm sure they're going to give airplanes away.
Okay, well, that would be great. Well, they're going to give them away for a couple mil, is I think what their plan is. But yeah, impressive airplane, this Kodiak, and on the list. You know, it's the first time it's changed, actually, since we've started this show. I had my sights on that Grand Caravan from Cessna, but pretty much from day one when we started Just Plane Radio a couple of years ago. You can back me up on that, right?
That I will back you up on. You've been very, very
consistent
with that until this show, until you saw that airplane.
Yes.
Then you kind of change your mind just a little bit.
All right. If they really want to change my mind, Kodiak, hook me up. Just give me a plane. We'll use it for Just Plane Radio. I'll hook you up with a Just Plane Radio hat and T-shirt. What else would you possibly want? They said, well, a couple million. I'm like, I got to work on my negotiating skills. But it's coming, I tell you.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Never feel sorry for a man who owns a plane.
So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars?
Hey,
I can really use a wish right now.
Wish right now.
Wish right now.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. A lot of stuff going on in the aviation world this week, and we're going to cover, this little tidbit next week on the big show when we get a report back from Tom Haines from AOPA. They're doing their first fly-in in San Marcos, Texas this weekend. So if you're out in that neck of the woods, obviously you probably already know about it, and you're there participating in that worthwhile event. But we'll get a full report with our man on the street, our man at AOPA, hopefully Tom Haines, next week on the big show. So they got that. By the way, Just Plane Radio, we got a new website. Check it out, justplaneradio.com. It is subtle changes, but there's a lot of backbone type of things that we upgraded this week that you can use to share the show with your aviation buddies much, much easier. So go to justplaneradio.com, click on the show from last week, and you can share those Sun and Fun shows we did, for instance, and just, share them on Facebook, Twitter, your network of friends, that kind of thing. The more the merrier, right? It's all about growing our little club into a slightly bigger club. And that's what it's all about. Sharing the love of flying. That's what we do. And, you know, whether it's a Zodiac, a Grand Caravan from Cessna, or, you know, a 172, when you see stories like this in the mainstream media, it makes me, as an aspiring young pilot, and I use young subjectively as always, feel that much better about learning to fly. And I'm talking about this Cessna. I believe it was. It might have been a 172. It was 172 or 182 that had to land in California with no with no landing gear. I mean, their gear jammed. And, of course, CNN and Fox and all those guys were all over it because these guys had to come in and make an attempt to land with no landing gear. And they're waiting, you know, they're waiting for the worst thing. And the guy laid it down perfectly. I mean, it was like picture perfect. It was like, wow, you know, you can land a plane. You don't need any wheels as long as you're paying attention and working those controls and working it right. The only thing he had to worry about, obviously, he probably, you know, scratched up the bottom of his plane, but nobody was hurt. And when you say that, just makes me feel so much better about my flight training. You hear what I'm saying, Keith?
Well, yes, and that's the reason why we go through these kinds of training.
Yes. Well, we don't train to not have landing gear, but I don't know. We train to land as gently as we possibly can, to grease it, as this guy did, literally, right?
Well, yes. I mean, there was no grease on the runway, was there?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even see any sparks or anything when he landed this plane. That's what was, when I watched it, I was like, wow, that was a good landing. He did a very good job.
That's why we stress the importance, though, of landing the way we do, as far as landing exactly where you want the airplane, put the airplane where you want it, and do that pickup spot every single time and do that. Have a very stabilized approach. So that if you ever do get into a situation like this, you're going to be very confident in the way that you can put the airplane down because you are disciplined in doing it the same way all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had to do anything remotely close to anything like that? Or do you know some people that have, that you were close to, or not really?
No, I can't say that I have. I have had landing gear not come down on airplanes, that I've had to do the emergency landing gear extension procedures, but
which is basically like kicking it or something, or
well, it depends on the airplane. But you know, on some airplanes, you know, if you just kick the rudder and get it sideways, you can get the airflow to help pull the gear down a little bit. You know,
right?
In this particular instance, it wouldn't have helped. But on some of the bigger airplanes, you know, commercial airliners and so forth, and even, you know, some of the smaller piston engine twins and everything else, they have backup systems to get the landing gear down, whether it's a manual pump system or whether it's a CO2 system where it just kind of blows the gear down. They've got backup systems for it in case they don't come down the normal way.
Got it. Now, when something like this happens to the, like this pilot in California, what is the biggest concern other than the obvious of just crashing the plane? I mean, is the key to just make sure you keep the nose up to the very last second, so you just bring it down as slowly as you possibly can, and as the airspeed is as slow as you possibly can before you touch, so you don't hit hard and create sparks or something, or what? Or well, do you know?
It's not necessarily coming in as slow as you possibly can because you don't want to stall the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you have the appropriate airspeed. Again, this is just getting back to, you fly the exact same airspeed that you would fly on a normal approach, but the key is to arrest your descent rate as you're just about to touch down. You don't want to touch down with a, you know, 500 foot per minute rate of descent. You want to touch down, you know, with a very, very small, you know, maybe 100 to 200, at the most 300 foot per minute rate of descent. And so you just get that extra back pressure like you would to touch down on your mains first and then bring the nose down. And if you have the opportunity, you should try and kill the engine prior to your landing. That right. way you know you're probably going to hit the prop unless you get the prop to stop sideways. Or if it's a three-bladed prop, you're going to hit the prop anyway.
Yeah.
But it won't be a sudden stop on the engine, because that's another whole thing that comes into play here. If you got a two-bladed prop, and if it stops straight up and down, just hit the starter a couple times to get it to move sideways. If you can think that clearly through the process.
Right. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, I think you're worried more about, you know, messing your jeans or shorts or anything more than anything else. But this guy ought to get an award or a trophy or something. He did a perfect landing. God bless him for it. All right, and we'll leave it at that. Till next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.